Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nielsen, we have a podcast.
Diving deep. Diving deep into all things Texas, both on and off the field. Here's Sean Pendergast. Welcome to Utopia.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It is a divisional round preview edition of the Utopia Football Podcast. Here we are. We've been on this journey together since the week before the Hall of Fame game, or 2 weeks before the Hall of Fame game, a week before everybody else but the Bears started practicing, all the way back in July. And now here we sit, three games away from pay dirt. But let's eat what's on our plate and try to get through the Kansas City Chiefs first, because let's be real, the Texans have never been beyond this round before. So let's focus in on that. But man, this is a whole lot of fun. It's been a fun week. If you've been listening to Sports Radio 610, we've been having a blast with the buildup here to the AFC divisional round. My name is Sean Pendergast. I'm one half of Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays. Appreciate all of you tuning in there. Appreciate all of you tuning in here. And this will be a quick one today as we lay out a preview and my prediction for the AFC divisional round game in Kansas City, the Texans and the Chiefs. Before we get into the six-pack style preview, a quick reminder or a plea to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Tell a friend, tell them to subscribe. The downloads are what gets the bills paid, man. So appreciate all of you continuing to support the podcast, and hopefully you're enjoying all the content both here and on Sports Radio 610. And of course, we will do a mailbag. I predict this will be the most spirited mailbag of the entire last calendar year so far, because if the Texans win, it's going to be jubilation. If the Texans lose, the season is over. And I'm guessing there will be a ton of emails with people laying out exactly what they think needs to happen in order for the team to get beyond where they've been before. So here sit the Texans now for the sixth time in franchise history, in the divisional round, 0-5 in the previous five stops. If you can, if you guys remember, let's see who have they lost to? Baltimore 2011, Patriots 2012, Patriots 2016, Kansas City 2019. And then Baltimore again last year. So if they lose this one, they'll have lost twice to the Patriots, twice to the Ravens, twice to the Chiefs. So they're getting beaten by good ones at least. But we need to get past this round is the bottom line. So if you want to send an email, houmailbag@gmail.com is how you can get that job done. Let's get right into it. Let's get into the six-pack. No reason to waste any more time. There's no real news going on with the Texans other than Azeez Al-Shaair was practicing again yesterday, so that's good to see. I'm recording this on Thursday as the Texans are at practice right now. This is basically the equivalent of a Friday practice during the season, as the game is on a Saturday, not a Sunday. So the team will travel tomorrow. A quick reminder that if you want to see the team off to the airport, the Texans are encouraging fans to come out to the stadium tomorrow at noon. On the west side of the stadium, that's the side that has the two bulls that look like they're, you know, depending on what angle you're looking at, you know, the bulls are doing crazy things out there. That's the Kirby side of the stadium. I believe that's where they're hoping for the crowd to assemble to see the team off. So, if it's a good excuse on a Friday to go do it during lunch. And then, you know what, take a look around and say, oh, I don't know, it's a Japanese restaurant over there. I'd go drink some sake, or, you know, we're a short drive away from a few good bars. Use tomorrow as a half day, man, to get ready for Saturday. We all need to have our game face on for Saturday. If you're headed up to the game, good for you. Hopefully you're listening to this right now in the airplane on the way there, and I'm informing and entertaining you. I love that. And I would expect that the Texans are going to get a decent turnout up there in Kansas City. The tickets, from what I've heard, are not all that badly overpriced. It sounds like it is a gettable ticket up there in Kansas City. So, good luck to everybody who's traveling up that way, man. Hope to hear from you. Hope to see some great stuff on social media from the traveling Texans. All right, let's get into the pregame six pack for this. As we sit right now, spread on the game is Chiefs -8.5. The Texans have played the Chiefs twice in the playoffs before, as I outlined earlier. One of the losses, the catastrophic 24-0 lead that the Texans built, and then the catastrophe came shortly thereafter as they were trailing by halftime of that game, 28-24, an absolutely remarkable collapse. And then the other game was back in the 2015 season, January of 2016, the wild card round of the playoffs, and a game that was literally never close. The Chiefs took the lead on the first play of the game with an opening, a kickoff return to open the festivities, and it didn't get any better after that. Brian Hoyer turned the ball over roughly 26 times in that game, it felt like. J.J. Watt left the game with his pelvis completely torn up, and Bill O'Brien ran the Wattcat in that game. I don't think there's anything more I need to say about that. So 0-2 against the Chiefs, trying to get off the schneid in the playoffs and get a win as a big underdog. I do think that the Texans have the force of America behind them right now. I think that most people out there are outside of Kansas City are rooting against the Chiefs. I'd like to think they're a somewhat annoying team with a corny quarterback who's really, really good, and a tight end who is dating a singer who most of America either really, really likes or really, really dislikes. I don't have a big, strong feeling on Taylor Swift one way or the other, but the less I see her on Saturday afternoon, the better things are probably going for the Texans. So that's the groundwork. The Texans are a big underdog in this game. Game kicks off at 3:30. The temperature, the high that day is supposed to be 31. The Texans are going to be kicking off fairly late in the day. So my guess is they're going to see temps in the 20s, probably dipping into single digits, at least feels like, when the sun goes down. So that part is not favorable. We'll talk about that a little later on as we do the six pack. Let's get things going, man. I do five keys to the game, storylines in the game, people that are going to be prominent in this game. And then the sixth can is always the prediction at the end of this game. So let's start with the first can for the Houston Texans. And that is the return of Azeez Al-Shaair. Azeez is back. The loss to the Chiefs back on December the 21st, that was the second game of his three-game suspension. I thought Tanri Toa did a nice job filling in for Azeez Al-Shaair as the signal caller defensively. But, man, if you just watch the Chargers game, you watch games that Azeez Al-Shaair is the green dot guy with the green dot on his helmet, talking to D'Amico Ryans, getting the signals, getting the play calls. There's just a whole lot more chess going on with Azeez out there. A lot of moving guys around, a lot of getting guys in position. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the team seems to play better when Azeez Al-Shaair is out there. Not just the way he operates the defense with all that pre-snap movement and the chess games going on, but he's one of the more instinctual players on the team. He's one of the harder hitters on the team. He's probably the player that most epitomizes swarm. And he wasn't out there. If I'm not mistaken, there was no Foley Fotokasi in that game. There might not have been any D'Nico Autry in that game. So I just think when you think back to the previous game between these two teams, Patrick Mahomes scored on like a 15-yard scramble that he went almost untouched. I just don't think that happens if Azeez Al-Shaair's on the field.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, do I want to have happen what happened to Trevor Lawrence? Of course not. Of course, I don't want Patrick Mahomes to be on his back in a fencing position, wondering what his name is and waiting to eat his food through a straw. Who would want to see that? But I do. I would like to see it be not so easy, not as easy for Patrick Mahomes to just scoot around the field the way that he was in that game on December the 21st. So the return of Azeez Al-Shaair is absolutely huge in this game. I think that is a big difference maker for the Texans. Number two. C.J. Stroud's magic legs that he found in that Charger game. This is something that could be a nice wrinkle that the Chiefs at least need to think about defensively. If C.J. can keep other teams off balance, knowing that he can go get 8 or 9 or 27 yards like he did in that Charger game, in that playoff game, it's one more thing for teams to worry about. And I never thought this would be a bullet point on a game, C.J. Stroud's legs. But he had 4 carries for 44 yards. I erased the 2 kneel downs at the end of the game in my stats. He on the box score, I think it was 6 carries for 42 yards. So take out the 2 kneel downs, 4 carries for 44 yards. He had the 27-yard run there, which means the other 3 carries were still for 17 yards. So every time he was – and he had a QB sneak. So he basically had a QB sneak, a 27-yard run, and then a couple runs that were like 8 or 9 yards. If he does that again in this game, that's huge, especially if C.J. Stroud gets a 27-yard run that swings field position. That's massive in this game if the defense for the Texans is playing the way we think they can play. If the defense is playing the way we think they can play, then this is a game that might be first 1-21 wins, you know? But I loved – the thing I loved about C.J. running the ball was the way he kind of arrived at it. He said he went over to the bench after his interception that he threw, and he looked on the iPad – and he noticed that the Chargers defense wasn't really accounting for him at all, fleeing the pocket and running upfield. And I think that's really cool. I think like something like that to come out of an interception, like for CJ to take a negative and turn it into a positive like that, that it was that bit of film work on that play that turned into the 27-yard run, which ended up to me being one of the 2 or 3 biggest plays in that game. I think it's a neat story. So that's number two, CJ's magic legs. Return of Azeez, CJ's magic legs. Number three, keeping up with Mr. Jones. That would be Chris Jones. Patrick Mahomes is the most indispensable player on the Chiefs. I think that goes without saying. He's the quarterback. He's the potential GOAT. He's very, very good. By the sheer nature of the position he plays, he's their most indispensable player. He goes down and they've got whoever in there, Carson Wentz, trying to go win a Super Bowl. Their best player at his job is probably Chris Jones. It's just that his job is not as important as Patrick Mahomes' job. But Chris Jones is one of the best in the league at what he does. I call him a defensive lineman. I hesitate to call him a tackle or an end because he can line up all over the place. He's got the most potential to ruin this game for the Texans. If the interior of the offensive line that's been around for most of this season shows up for this game, then Chris Jones may eat in this game. Now, he did get injured when these two teams played last time, and he has not played since then. So how fresh he'll be is probably a big question. But given just how weak the Texans' interior O-line has been this season, I got to imagine Jones is licking his chops getting ready for this game. So Chris Jones handling him, containing him, making sure he doesn't ruin the game. He's going to make plays. He always does. He's not going to be invisible in this game. But don't let him make plays that wreck the game, that change possession, that flip the field. You know, a fumble that gets scooped up by somebody, and all of a sudden, especially if it happens in the red zone, and now you're squandering actual scoring opportunities. So that's number three. Number four, Joe Mixon. This is the reality of the Texans situation offensively. Nico Collins is amazing. He's incredible. He's one of the best wide receivers in football. I think there's really not much more to say about Nico Collins. After that, though, I don't know if the Texans have a wide receiver who would start. In fact, I know they don't, in a three wide receiver set for the Chiefs. The Texans have a bunch of guys who would at best be the fourth wide receiver, on the Chiefs, maybe fifth. John Mechie, Xavier Hutchinson, Robert Woods are your next three receivers after Nico Collins. They have DeAndre Hopkins, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown as their top three receivers. Those guys are all three levels above Mechie, Hutchinson, and Woods. And then you add in the fact that even an old Travis Kelce is still way better than Dalton Schultz. And it all comes back to this. They've got to be able to run the football. The only way they loosen things up and get guys like this, other than Nico, guys like this, and get them open is if they run the football, and if the Chiefs have to respect the run. You know, if they've got to put seven or eight guys up there to stop the run, now you've at least got a chance to scheme some things up, or you have a chance for Nico just to get open because he's Nico. But they've got to be able to run the football, and they've got to be able to run it the way they did on that final drive against the Chargers, where they ran it 13 straight times for 69 yards, and the final play was a touchdown by Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's got to have a big game, you know, and it's not just Mixon, it's the offensive line. Got to be able to run the football. That is absolute key. All right, last can before the prediction. I'm anxious to see which has more of an impact on the game. The rest that the Chiefs have decided to partake in, which has led to their main guys not playing for 24 days. By the time Saturday rolls around, that's damn near a month they haven't played football, or the weather, which is going to be in the 20s. What has a bigger impact on this game? Do the Chiefs get off to a slow start because of the rust, or are the Texans kind of stuck in mud all day because they can't handle the cold weather in Kansas City? The fact of the matter is, if the Texans are going to get to the AFC title game, not just this year, but someday, then they're going to have to do a much better job winning football games in the regular season. They're going to have to do a much better job getting home field advantage for at least the first two rounds of the playoffs. If they don't do that, then take a look around the AFC. They're going to be traveling to cold weather places for a long time if they don't start winning 13 games or 14 games in a given season. Because the Super Bowl is going to run through Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati's probably going to be good again next year. Pittsburgh's always hanging around, but they need to win a playoff game. The Texans have won three playoff games since the last time the Steelers won a playoff game. So I'm not going to put the Steelers in there, but everybody else, you know, like until this thing starts running through the Chargers and through Miami, Jacksonville, you know, some of these other teams that are, you know, Vegas. It's running through all cold weather places right now. So what has a bigger impact on the game, the Chiefs and their rust or the Texans and their warm blood? We shall see. Final can. Why the fuck not? Texans 24, Chiefs 23. There you go. Not just a cover, but a win. They break the seal. They head to the AFC title game. The city is in jubilation. I am texting everybody to find out where the fuck you are out around town after the post game show is over on Saturday night, so we can smoke cigars and celebrate. Man, if I can't do this right here, right now, when am I going to do it? Texans 24, Chiefs 23. The defense comes up huge. They win the turnover margin by two, I'm going to say. They sack Mahomes five times. They hold him in check when it comes to all the little tippy-toe scrambling that he does. Tippy-toe. They get it done. and America rejoices because the Chiefs are out and there is no three-peat. So that's my prediction. I hope I'm right. And I know you hope I'm right. All right. So there we go. There's your pregame six pack. Quick reminder to, told you guys it'd be quick. HOUmailbag at gmail.com. Subscribe, rate, and review. As you can see, my wife still has happy birthday on the window. She took her name down because next week, I think she's just going to put my name up there. My birthday's on Wednesday next week. You know, if anybody wants to send me any flowers or fruit basket or whatever, you know, airline tickets to Cabo, that would be great. But you know what? Your present to me is your listenership. And for my birthday, tell three friends about the podcast. How about we do that? Share it with people. Tell them this is the guy you need to listen to because he gets you in and out of a preview for the game in 17 minutes and 41 seconds. You know what? I'm going to get us out of here before 18 minutes. Big thanks to Anthony Irwin, my producer. Big thanks to all of you for listening. Go Texans on Saturday. There will be a recap podcast coming after that. I promise you. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody.